Welcome to the Journey with Sarah Alexia, where we embark on life's roller coasters together, because this life is not easy. Join me, your host, Sarah Alexia, as we navigate the twists and turns, finding comfort in the belief that with a touch of humor, because I can be funny, a sprinkle of motivation, and a dash of divine guidance, life's journeys becomes not just bearable, but truly remarkable. Get ready for a podcast full of wisdom, motivation, and the timeless words from the good book itself, the Holy Bible. Let the journey begin. Hey, y'all. Welcome back to the Journey with Sarah Alexia. I pray that, you know, your month and your year, especially it being the first month and, you know, the first few weeks of the year, I pray that it is going well. I pray that it is well with you and that it is well with your soul. I pray that you are encouraged as we are in 2024. I pray that the blessings that God has for you, that you're starting to see the manifestation of it, even in these first few weeks of the year. God is good. God is faithful. And I pray that you really, that is literally your testimony as we are on week three, I believe, or week four of the year. I pray that that is your testimony, that you're literally, you're like, God is good. God is faithful. So today is Wisdom Wednesday. I hope you guys love the first Wisdom Wednesday. I truly believe that we all have wisdom, right? We all have wisdom, but we just got to tap into it. And everyone's wisdom is different, right? I'm super grateful that God has given me this kind of wisdom. And I pray that the first Wisdom Wednesday that you are blessed, and I pray that you will be blessed by this one. This one's actually going to be real, real short. And we're going to stay in the theme of fasting, right? So today's Wisdom Wednesday is coming from Matthew 17, verse 21. Wonder what I realized, Matthew 17, verse 21 is not available in all versions, which I found very interesting. And I don't know if I should be concerned or not, but it's not available in the NIV. And I told myself, you know what, maybe I should stick to the NIV just because it's just a common version that most people read. But I realized that this specific verse wasn't in that version. And I'm like, huh, God, should I be concerned? Because why wouldn't, especially if we're talking about fasting, right? Listen, hopefully this stays short, but I can rant about fasting. But let me read it first. Let me read it. So Matthew 17, verse 21, I'm going to read in the New King James Version, right? So it says, however, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. Real simple, right? Now, if you look at other versions that have it available, I like how the AMP puts it. So the AMP says, but this kind of demon does not go out except by prayer and fasting, right? So my Wisdom Wednesday is, I truly believe that as the body of Christ and as just anyone, we struggle with a lot of things. Like, we struggle with pride, we struggle with lust, we struggle with masturbation, pornography, sexual immorality, witchcraft. Like, we struggle with a lot, right? And we go to all these counselors, we go to therapists, and they're great. But I truly believe the ultimate key to being delivered from whatever you're struggling with, even sickness, right? We struggle with diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol. Like, we struggle with all these things. And I truly believe the ultimate key into being delivered from these things is by prayer, yes, and fasting, right? And I truly believe we live in a society where we don't fast, or like fasting is frowned upon. People generally think fasting will kill them. People think that, you know, fasting will make things worse. But the Bible says this kind only goes out by prayer and fasting. And if you read the previous verses, right, it talks about how the disciples are trying to cast out a demon and they were unable to. And then this guy came up to Jesus and was like, listen, I asked your disciples if they can, you know, cast this demon out of him, and they couldn't. And then Jesus said, like, yo, y'all, you guys are unbelieving. You guys, blah, blah, blah. Like, Jesus said something, right? And the disciples asked him, like, how are you able to do it? And then Jesus responded, this kind can only come out by prayer and fasting. And listen, if Jesus is telling us that we got to pray and fast in order to be delivered, then that should be the ultimate goal. Like, if I'm struggling with pride, I need to pray and fast. Like, yes, I can pray like, God, you know, remove the spirit of pride out of me, but I need to fast. And here's why I think it's important to fast, right? Fasting literally kills your flesh. Like, when you struggle with pride, it's a flesh thing. Like, your mind is prideful, your heart is prideful. But when you fast, it literally kills your flesh. If you're struggling with lust, listen, if you fast for about 7 days, however the Lord leads you, you're not going to be tempted. Like, by the end of the fast, you shouldn't be tempted with lust, because your flesh literally dies. The only reason why we're struggling with so much of these things is because our flesh is leading us to damnation. Like, sickness, it's because of we eat too much. I'm not even gonna lie. Diabetes is a result of eating too much. High blood pressure is a result of stress and eating too much, like, or eating certain foods. But in order to be delivered and set free, you must fast. Like, you must fast. And, like, you're not fasting just so that way you can stop eating. That's a self-hate diet. But you're fasting to literally kill your flesh and increase more of God in you. Like, he must become greater, I must become less. But in order for him to become greater, you need to fast. And what are you doing when you're fasting? You're reading your word, you're worshiping, you're praying, you're literally being surrounded by God. And that's why, you know, I used to think that an effective fast would be like a dry or a water fast for 7 days straight, don't break. That's what I thought it was. Like, my mind was like, okay, in order for me to truly be delivered, in order for me to really be connected with God, for 7 days straight or for 21 days straight, I'm not going to eat anything. I'm not going to drink anything. I'm not breaking. There's no 6 to 6, 6 to 12. It's just me not doing anything. But in that 21 days or in that 7 days, I wasn't doing nothing. Like, I would read my Bible for like an hour. I would pray for like 10 minutes, and then there'll be corporate prayers if I was doing it corporately, and that's it. But what God was showing me is, like, when you're fasting and you're praying, the time that you're fasting literally should be time spent with me. So if I'm going to fast for 21 days straight, for all them hours, if I'm not sleeping, I better be spending that time with God. I better not just be sitting there aimlessly, because I would literally be fasting, right? And I would find myself going to the gym or being on the phone with my friends aimlessly or scrolling through social media when I should be using that time to pray to God, or, you know, spend time in his word. So what am I trying to say here is, if you're going to fast, right, it's not to be aimless. It's not to be idle. Like, listen, start off small, fast from 6 to 9 or 6 to 12. But in that time, you are literally spending time with God. Like, for all 6 of them hours or all 3 of them hours, it needs to be praying, reading, searching the scriptures, doing something. So that way your flesh is literally dying of everything that is of this world. And you're literally increasing your spirit, man, with the things of God. I pray that this makes sense. I truly pray that this makes sense. Like, I have to be clear, because, like I said, I fell into the trap of, I'm a fast for 21 days, not eat anything, but yet I'm gossiping. I'm talking bad about people. I'm on the phone aimlessly with my friends. We're not talking about the things of God. I'm on FaceTime aimlessly, not talking about the things of God. That's not killing my flesh. If anything, I'm adding to my flesh, and I'm also starving. You hear? Does that make sense? Like, please, I pray that when you fast, right, as after you take this advice, I pray that when you fast with wisdom, that you fast, and that your goal in fasting is literally to spend more time with God. Like, so whatever time you devote to him, that time is literally devoted to him. And that's how this kind is going to come out. So whatever this kind is for you, whether it's pride, jealousy, envy, anxiety, depression, whatever that kind is for you, literally assign it to that fast that you're going to do. If you're going to do a 3-day 6 to 6, or you're going to do a 3-day 9 to 12, whatever it looks like, I want you to assign that to this kind. So if that kind is lust, I want you to assign that 6 to 6 to that kind. And I promise you, as you kill your flesh and you increase it with the things of God, you will be set free. You will be delivered. That is my prayer for you on this Wisdom Wednesday, that you will literally be set free, that 2024 is the year that all of us will be set free from the things. Listen, I still got to fast about some things. There are some things that I still struggle with. I haven't arrived, but I understand that this kind can only come up by prayer and fasting. And now it's just up to me to apply this wisdom that God has given me, so that way I can be delivered from this kind. So now that you've heard it, understand that you can be delivered from that kind. Okay. So I really pray that this makes sense. If you have any questions or just want me to clarify anything, one, pray about it. Or two, you can, one, pray about it first and foremost, and then you can DM me on Instagram. So I pray that this blessed you. I pray that you receive your deliverance this year as you fast and pray, because understand that this kind can only come out by prayer and fasting. Like, that's the only way it's going to come out. Yes, you can continue to go to therapy. Yes, you can continue to vent to your friends. Yes, you can continue to, you know, let your pastors know or let those at church know. But listen, fasting is the fasting. Listen, and the thing is, fasting is not the answer. But as you can, so the whole thing with fasting is it brings you closer to God. Let me give that disclaimer. As you fast, it brings you closer to God, and Jesus is the ultimate answer. So as you're fasting and you're literally ridding yourself of worldly things, you're ridding yourself of food, and you're just bringing all the things of Christ into you, it gets you closer to God. And then Jesus is the answer. That's how you'll be set free, delivered. Like, deliverance is already for you. I hope that makes sense. Deliverance is already for you, but we're so distracted by food. We're so distracted by the things of this world that we can't really tap into it. And as you fast, you'll be able to tap into it. So I pray that even makes more sense. Like, fasting is not the answer. Jesus Christ is the answer. Fasting is a tool. It is a tool for you to be set free so that we can get closer to your Father. Again, I pray that makes sense. And I just felt that I had to say that to clarify some things. So a lot of people just be fasting. But like I said, you're just doing it aimlessly because you think fasting is the answer and you're not really trying to reach Jesus Christ. So yeah, God, I pray that as you have given me this wisdom, and as I have passed it on to others, oh God, I pray, God, that lives will never be the same. I pray that you would change the lives of those who are listening, oh God. And as they enter into this new realm of fasting, oh God, to get closer to you, that everything that their heart wants to be free from, that freedom would be their portion in the name of Jesus. So God, I thank you, God, that after a lot of people listen to this, God, that a lot of people be set free and delivered, oh God. And I just thank you, oh God, that you are literally doing a new thing on the inside of them. So Father, continue to have your way. Continue to move by your might and move by your power, oh Father. And I just thank you for the transformation and the testimonies that are to come. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Be blessed. Happy fasting. And remember, deliverance is your portion.